All right, we'll continue the call with Stanford coach David Shaw. The Cardinal are home hosting Oregon on Saturday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes on the line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Yeah, hey, David. I was curious if you guys had asked for any kind of a review of the two targeting calls or if you expect to be without the two guys.
Yeah, both calls were obvious. Both calls had to be made in this day and age of college football. Really, there's no question. You know, both there was helmet-to-helmet contact on both. Harrison's was kind of close where, you could tell he didn't launch himself necessarily. But upon contact, you see the quarterback's helmet swing from one side to the other. So you have to call it, and that's the thing that we've been emphasizing and trying to teach, and we got two great examples of what not to do. So hopefully we're better going forward.
How does that alter your defense for a half?
You know, it makes it tough. Thankfully, I think we do have depth at the outside linebacker spot in particular. Curtis Robinson's been playing well. Casey Tuho has been playing well. Maybe able to see Jordan Fox get some time as well inside there, or on the outside, excuse me. Defensive line-wise, makes it a little bit tougher. We don't have as much depth, but Javon Swan's been playing well. Michael Williams has worked in there for us. Tomas Schaffer may get some time as well. So at least we know we have the bodies. But Harrison, I think he's playing at an All-American level. It's going to be tough to miss that for a half. But he'll be fired up to come back and join us in the second half.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty. It's Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, how much of a challenge is it for you at practice to try and replicate the tempo of Oregon's offense for your defense to get a good look?
Well, there are various things that we do that we've done through the years. Every time we're playing a team that will go tempo, you kind of have two huddles so that, one offense is running the play while you're preparing the next guy. So as soon as that play's over, the same guys aren't even coming back. We're just putting new guys on the line, so the defense has to hurry up and get lined back up, get the call, communicate, and have the ball get snapped.
Coach, I know you just talked about the targeting call, but the second one, it was obvious that your player's trying to pull up. I know you want to protect players, but should an official at least have the ability to use some common sense, or is it just any type of helmet-to-helmet contact, you're going to get thrown out?
Yeah, and until we augment the rule, you're going to get disqualified. And what a lot of people don't understand, too, is we put it all on the officials. These are rules that are made by the coaches and the AFCA and combined with the rules committee, which has coaches on it. And this is what we've pushed for. This is what we've wanted. We wanted the game to be safer. We wanted it to be officiated a little harsher to help keep the game as safe as possible.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck
this
weekend in Oregon.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Andrew Greif, the Argonian.
Hey, David. Yesterday we asked Willie just about kind of his relationship with you over the years, and he said that you were one of the first people he talked with after taking this job, getting back into the conference after leaving. And I was curious, when you guys have talked since December, if you've talked about how much the conference has changed since he left for Western Kentucky, what did you tell him about kind of how this whole thing's evolved?
It's just the variety in our conference. The variety of defenses, variety of offenses and schemes and different kinds of spread. And, it's gone back and forth between, one of the top quarterback conferences, in America. You have to defend the pass in our conference. But then you show up and you better defend the run against Stanford. You better defend the run against USC. You better defend the run against Utah. And, Oregon's offense, spread offense is different than ASU spread offense, et cetera. So it's just the variety in our conference is very drastic from week to week. But at the same time, Willie's a good football coach. Willie's been around a lot. He's been around a lot of really good football coaches as well. And I knew he was going to bring his own version of offense and defense.
Yeah, that was actually the last thing I was going to ask was you've seen Oregon a ton. You know Willie very well. Based on what you've seen from him so far, is there a certain trademark or stamp that Willie has put on this team that's different from Oregon teams in the past?
Well, I think just he's brought in some really good coordinators that I think have brought their own spin on things. But when you watch them, you know, they're built, you know, the way that you want to be built. You know, you want to build with speed and length. You know, they got long athletic guys on the defensive side, in particular up front. You've got some big guys and size inside that are tough to man block. You got to, you know, you need some help sometimes blocking some of those big guys. And then speed outside, you know, a receiver, a defensive back, guys that are playmakers. So those are all challenges for us this weekend.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Austin Meek, the Register Guard.
Hey, David, kind of a similar vein here. What do you remember about working with Willie when you guys were assistants together on that Stanford staff, taking over that program and trying to rebuild it?
Well, I think, you know, we had a lot of personalities on that first staff. Willie's and my personality are relatively similar. We are pretty methodical and you know, don't change a lot day to day, do what we believe in. You know, coach honestly and harsh and very directly. There are times when you got to get a little fired up. Willie maybe does a little bit more than me, but at the same time, you know, Willie's the same guy. He's very approachable. He's open with the guys. He has a great relationship with his players because he's honest and straightforward, and he is himself. He's not putting on an act to try to be somebody else. So I think that's very, very early on, we kind of found that common ground that we were of a similar personality and found that out pretty early on.
Would you say that you guys are both maybe different from Jim personality-wise, and is that part of what made that staff work, is that you just kind of covered all the bases and had all different approaches?
I think that's great for every staff to have varying personalities, but then at the same time, varying levels of experience. You know, mix of NFL guys, mix of longtime college guys, guys from different schemes. And you look at the way that he's built his staff, you kind of see that too. Kind of guys from different places that bring different things, and you kind of merge them all together to build something special. And I think that's what on that staff that we had. We had a bunch of different guys from different places that had different personalities, but we found a lot of common ground and things that we believed in and went about trying to change the direction of a football program.
He said he could tell right away that you were going to be a head coach. Could you tell that with him, and what did you see in him at that time that maybe led you to believe that?
You know, it took me a while to really understand, to get to know Willie, I'll say. You know, we first got here, I think I got here before him, and we were just, I mean, we hit the ground running. There's so much to do. Things were all over the place, and, like, all the conversations were, like, almost like directives. Like, hey, can you make sure to do this? Hey, do this. Let's put this together. Let's do this. Let's get ready for spring football. Hey, we're recruiting this guy. Can we make this call? It wasn't until, like, we slowed down a little bit, to where I started to say, you know what, it's like Willie's very serious about what he's doing. He's serious about what he believes in. And then the more time you're around him, you see the varying different styles of coaches that he was around, and very highly influenced by Jack Harbaugh and his philosophies and teachings and understandings and the success they had at Western Kentucky. And his philosophies on running the football and the ideas of being physical. And, you know, that's kind of where we're like, okay, you know, we believe a lot of the same things, and which is honestly part of what made that staff work, of guys coming from different places but have the same general beliefs.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingsing, Athlon Sports.
Yeah, Coach, going back a couple of weeks, how did the set the expectation thing come together between you and Arizona State?
Well, it all centers around Brenda Tracy, who has a life mission right now to end sexual assault. And she's doing everything that she can, and she's going across the nation talking to so many people, universities, companies, just influencing as many people as possible. And she had come to us, and multiple players expressed to us that you know, she changed their lives, and their outlook on what sexual assault actually is. And it's not some far off thing that happens someplace else like you see in the movies, you know, somebody in a dark alley. these happen in relationships. These happen with people that you know. And it's about communication. It's about consent. It's about being upfront. So she'd also gone and talked to at Arizona State. And, you know, we had these conversations about, you know, gosh, we should bring her back for a game and really make this a spectacle and hopefully maybe change some people's lives. And thankfully, Todd Graham at Arizona State said, you know, we'd love to be a part of that. So we crafted kind of a program for the game and had a lot of flyers, had a lot of T-shirts, hopefully educated a lot of people on how to avoid this horrendous act, and really, I think it was a really positive thing.
And then with seeing Utah last week and USC a couple of weeks ago, how do they compare defensively, kind of from your perspective?
There are some comparisons now. Physical guys up front, you know, 94 from USC, and he was tough for us to handle. Utah has a couple of guys up front that are just, you know, you try to single block them and you think you have them, and at the last second you don't have them. So they both take a lot of patience. You know, thankfully we have the runner that we do have, so that we can take the 3 yards, 4 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, and when he does get a crease, he can take it 60, because they're not going to give you a lot of opportunities to make big plays.
Thank you.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
And your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Hey, David, I know when you played 1,000 rushing yards was kind of a milestone. I'm just curious how you think that's changed as a coach, especially with what you witnessed the last few years with Christian and now Bryce. I mean, Bryce got there in, what, 5.5 games? Does it still matter? Is it still what it used to be?
It still matters. It's still important. There's just some guys that are just truly special. And, you know, we've been very fortunate here. I mean, with Toby Gerhart years ago, and then Stephon Taylor did a great job, and Tyler Gaffney rushed for 1,800 yards. And these last two backs that we've had, it's not just the 1,000 yards, it's the 100-yard mark. You know, I don't know how many times the last 3 years we've gone into halftime and our leading back already has 100 yards at halftime. You know, that's it's supposed to be harder than that. And it is still hard, but when you've got a special guy that can turn a 4-yard play into a 50-yard play, you know, then you end up passing those relatively, you know, still high standards. You pass them pretty early.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for you, David. Thanks for your time today. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Okay.